Hartmut Ehrlich, thank you to be with us today.
Thank you.
You are the CEO of Abivax. Who is Abivax?
Abivax is a clinical stage biotech company that is focused on becoming a global leader for the discovery, the development, and the commercialization of innovative antiviral compounds. We are targeting some of the world's most frequent and most severe diseases, like chronic hepatitis B, like HIV, AIDS, and with earlier stage compounds, also dengue, chikungunya, and Ebola.
Why your key product are so unique?
Abivax is actually based on two pillars. Our innovative and proprietary antiviral platform that we developed in Montpellier together with the CNRS and the Institut Curie. This led to our anti-HIV compound. And secondly, the second pillar, our partnership, our long-standing partnership with the excellent Life Science Institute in Cuba, which gave us access to a therapeutic vaccine against chronic hepatitis B. The hepatitis B product is so unique because it is the only product currently that offers the patient a long duration of action and has the potential to actually be turned into a functional cure of this disease. And the HIV product has, in contrast to any product that's currently on the market for the treatment of HIV and any product under development for HIV, has a longer mechanism of action. The activity stays longer. Currently, patients need to be treated every day. We believe that with our product, they may need to be treated once a week or once a month. And secondly, there is no treatment-resistant virus coming up as a consequence of the treatment with our compound, which facilitates the expectation that this may work as monotherapy. As you know, currently patients are treated daily with a combination of drugs because the treatments are short-lived and in order to overcome resistance, of course.
Why did you decide this IPO?
We are decided to go for the IPO now because we are in the process of going for the late-stage clinical development with our therapeutic vaccine for chronic hepatitis B. We are in the pivotal study in 234 actually patients in the geography where the disease is most frequent in Asia. For HIV, we have just started our first trial in patients, but this will be followed by two phase 2b studies later this year. And from the IPO, we are expecting that it would fund those programs at least for the next 2 years.
As like a lot of biotech company, you need to recruit patients. How it will take time and it will be your main focus for the next few months?
So just to give you one example, the therapeutic vaccine against chronic hepatitis B is currently in a pivotal clinical trial, in a clinical trial that should give us the licensure, the registration in a number of countries. For this particular clinical trial, we need to recruit 234 patients with chronic hepatitis B. We are doing this in the part of the world where the disease is most prevalent, is occurring most frequently, which is Asia. So we are recruiting these patients in 6 countries in Asia, plus Australia, plus New Zealand. And it takes roughly 8 months to recruit these 230 patients. But that is really, you're right, what we are focusing on.
Mm-hmm. The IPO will let you maybe in better position to have a licensing discussion later?
The IPO is, of course, one tool to get out there and start negotiations with other companies. But of course, it is largely the data that we are generating that makes other companies interested in what Abivax is doing. And we have already the first approaches from big pharma and biotech to talk about our compounds, especially about our compound ABX464 treatment for HIV that is substantially differentiated from the drugs that are on the market. But we also have already requests to talk about our therapeutic vaccine against chronic hepatitis B, ABX203, which, as I just mentioned, is in a late-stage clinical trial.
With your two lead candidates, where will you focus on? On Asian market, European after? How will be your main focus?
For ABX464, which is our anti-HIV drug, we are planning to go to Europe and the US because this is where the market is. About 90% of the revenues worldwide are generated in Europe and in the US. And this is actually where we are looking for a partner, which is going to help us with the late stage development as well as the market introduction, the launch. For ABX203, our strategy is, as we are currently doing the clinical trial in Asia, to actually get to initial licenses in selected countries in Asia where the disease is, and subsequently bring it to Europe.
Mm-hmm. Last question about the biotech, the next news flow. What will be the news flow in the next month for you?
We are expecting a very strong news flow over the next couple of months. In the fall, we are expecting the first efficacy results from our clinical trial with ABX464, the anti-HIV small molecule, which is currently in phase 2A. So for the first time in patients, after successfully completing the clinical trials in human volunteers. Also in the fall, we are expecting to be able to report the completion of recruitment for our ABX203 study. The one that I mentioned, which we are currently conducting in Asia and Australia and New Zealand. Then towards the end of the year, we are initiating our phase 2B clinical program with ABX464. And next year in the fall, we will see the data, the complete data from the pivotal study with our therapeutic vaccine for chronic hepatitis B.
Hartmut Ehrlich, thank you to have been with us today.
Thank you.